Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. You know, Monday, it seemed like this day would never get here. And every week it's the same story. I mean, the week just flies by. So here we are Friday on the threshold of another weekend, and there's a lot going on. We've got a lot to talk about today. This is a big LSU game. You know, who is LSU and what are they playing for? We'll talk about that. Tulane is playing for the playoffs at this point, and the Pelicans are in action tonight. A lot going on, plus tomorrow's election day. Hey, reach over, crank it up. This is what you have been working for. It feels like springtime in the South. Very nice, partly cloudy, warm day. You know, there has been a credible sighting of Bigfoot. There's Bigfoot, there's Rougarou, there's, you know, like the swamp monster or swamp beast in some areas of the country. In the Himalayas, there is Sasquatch, you know, the abominable snowman. There are these mythical beasts, or are they mythical? You know, this is a credible sighting of Bigfoot that has been seen, and you and I have seen pictures of Bigfoot, alleged pictures of Bigfoot, and we've seen some pictures that might be credible. Sometimes you can find on the Discovery Channel or the History Channel a really good special that really makes it seem like these beasts are real and that they have somehow eluded civilization for this long a period of time, and they're breeding in their own in the wild, and there are some areas that maybe are untouched by human contact. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I mean, it's interesting topic, because sometimes I hear these stories about Bigfoot or about the abominable snowman, and there have been tons of movies about these beasts, and there's a part of me that wants to believe it's true. So we're going to talk about that a little bit this afternoon. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. It is a Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday on the show, so we can also talk about what you want to talk about. We have a couple of guests on the show this afternoon, and one of them is Dr. Zeb. And Dr. Zeb is a nationally recognized speaker, and he's a coach. He's a self-awareness coach, and he's on a self-awareness tour. And we're just going to talk about some things that might totally change your life. If you are stressed, if you are caught up in things that are very emotional to you, Dr. Zeb talks about who we are, our identity, how we discover who we are. He talks about emotional well-being. And there are five different areas of healing. So maybe there's something that you need to heal from. Maybe physically, maybe emotionally. Maybe it's a breakup. Maybe it's something like that. There are things that we deal with all the time in our lives. And he's in town, and he has a seminar. Actually, yes, he's in town. He's going to be in the studio, and we're going to talk to him about where you might be able to see him. So we'll talk about that. Also, LSU faces Arkansas tomorrow afternoon. No, actually, it's tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning at 11:45 at Tiger Stadium. What does Tiger Stadium look like at 11:45 in the morning? Most of those games are in the evening. But this is a morning game at Tiger Stadium. Very rare, but it's happening tomorrow. It's the battle for the boot. You know, when you put Arkansas and Louisiana together on a map, it looks like a big boot, Arkansas and Louisiana. So it's the battle for the boot. I think LSU wins this one. I know there's a lot of turmoil internally at LSU, but I think LSU wins this game, and you'll hear it right here on WWL. And Tulane is at Yulman Stadium, kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Tulane plays Florida Atlantic, and I think there's going to be a great crowd on hand for this game. Tulane is playing for the playoffs at this point, and I believe they control their own history. So Tulane is in playoff mode, and I don't think Tulane has played its best game yet. You know, they've had some good games. They've had a terrible game against UTSA in San Antonio, but I don't think they've played their best game yet. They've got talent. I think they can do more than they've done so far. Let's hope they're saving it for the end of the season and the playoffs. Also, we've got some things to talk about that we talked about this week on the show, and we will get to that. The big story was the end of the government shutdown, but in there, there was a provision in that bill that ended the government shutdown that would ban items that have THC. That have the active ingredient in marijuana in them. In other words, you drink these drinks and you can get high. We'll talk about that. We talked about that a little bit yesterday, and I also posted a video on Scoot on the Air Facebook about that. You can view the video and comment on it, and I appreciate those of you who view the videos, because many people, I can tell by their responses, they don't view the video, and they just read the headline, and then they comment. And sometimes their comments are really stupid because I've already covered what they're commenting on or what they're criticizing me for not covering. I've already covered that in the video. So I would appreciate it if before you comment, you actually view the video. It's just a couple of minutes long. It's not very long. I'm also on Substack. And if you're not there yet, I would invite you to join me on Substack. Download the Substack app. And I think you're going to find a lot of cool things there. A lot of cool people on Substack. And just download the Substack app and then search Scoot on the Air. And I would invite you to become a subscriber to Scoot on the Air Substack. And please feel free to comment on the videos that I post. And I post a video at least every day. And I'm going to get back to doing more than one a day. But there's at least one a day. And the one that I did yesterday, I believe this one was about, it was about South Park. And it was about... Yeah, why the president and why the White House are letting South Park get away with depictions of the president and the vice president having sex. Now, within the cartoon, I mean, relative to the cartoon, it's graphic. I mean, you know what's going on. The president and the vice president are having sex. And the president is cheating on Satan, who he's already in a relationship with, who, by the way, is pregnant with the president's child. And so there's some conversation about the vice president wondering how Satan is going to feel about the president cheating with the vice president in the face of his relationship with Satan. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous stuff. It is bizarre. And yet, the White House doesn't seem to be doing anything about it. I mean, this is a lot more graphic than anything Stephen Colbert ever did or anything Jimmy Kimmel ever did. So why is the White House so silent on this? So anyway, that's the video on Substack, and you can view that video and comment on it. Also, as we talk about this idea that banning items, this idea of banning items that have THC, marijuana in them, there's a Cali Sober bar. You know what Cali Sober is? It stands for California Sober. A Cali Sober Bar is a bar that has no alcohol, and all they do is have drinks infused with marijuana. Now, I believe that this provision takes effect in a year. It takes effect next year. So you got a year to go, and they're going to fight this over the next year. But I believe the bar on Frenchman that has just opened up is Bamboulas. I think I'm saying it right. Bamboulas on Frenchman. It's a dry bar. There's no alcohol in the bar, but there are drinks that you can drink that will give you a marijuana high. And as I have talked about this week, and that's the topic on Facebook, it seems like there are some Republicans who snuck this provision in the bill to end the shutdown, because we knew the shutdown had to end. So they snuck this in because Mitch McConnell knows that this is not going to get support on its own, because there are a hell of a lot of Republicans who support legalized marijuana. And I guess the question is, why do these Republicans act like Republicans don't get high on marijuana? Because there are a lot of Republicans and conservatives that do get high on marijuana. So, I mean, it's very hypocritical to me, but there does seem to be this irrational fear of marijuana in our culture. And I didn't get to it yesterday, but we are going to get to it this afternoon. I want to play the trailer for the movie Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness was a movie that came out in the 30s or 40s, and it was a propaganda film designed to show Americans how damaging marijuana is. And the depiction of people who are high in this movie, Reefer Madness, is totally unrealistic. I mean, it's to the point of being silly, stupid. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I want to play the trailer just to give you an idea of what the movie's like. And we're going to do that a little bit later. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. It's Free for All Friday. I'm very excited. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm getting out of Dodge.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to Foxworth, Mississippi.
Foxworth, Mississippi. Now,
yeah.
Where might that be in the great state
really.
Of Mississippi?
It's kind of like by Hattiesburg-ish, a little bit to the west there.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. Well, me and some of the boys, we do this semi-annually. We do kind of like a guys-only like wellness retreat. You know, we go out into the woods, and we got a house where we're just going to stay and kind of shut ourselves in and really, you know, work on ourselves. And, you know, try and think about how to live healthier, more fulfilling lives and, you know, drink 145 beers and shoot guns and play Settlers of Catan and then come home in a couple days.
Do you think that you're going to get anything from our conversation with Dr. Zeb that you're going to take with you this weekend?
I don't know. I can't wait to hear from Dr. Zeb. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what he's going to have to say.
But listen, let's get back to this all boys weekend. So
yeah. It's not really a wellness retreat. We're going to party.
You rent a house?
Yeah. So, well, we don't rent a house. It's my friend's aunt's house.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And it is occasionally used for like a serious retreat. I'm only kidding. It's not a serious retreat.
But you guys are not going to really like think about yourselves or anything.
No.
You're just going to party and shoot guns.
We're
going to
go crush some Miller's Light and shoot some firearms and, watch movies and play cards. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do with a bunch of guys, to be honest with you, because I have never had male friends to the point where I respect you for this, and I kind of admire that you have this relationship with friends, that you go out with a group of friends. I've never had that in my entire life. I've never had like a group of male friends that I would go do something with, and I think that's a really great thing to have in your life, and I think it's an important thing to have in your life in the same way that a lot of women have women friends, they go do stuff and they, you know, bash guys and they just do what, you know, what women do. And they talk about stuff, but women need to have their alone time and men need to have their alone time. So I respect that you have that, but I have no idea what that would be like.
Well, I'll take notes for you. I don't think you're going to find it incredibly compelling. It's just a lot of kind of sitting around and chatting and joking and we'll watch a couple crummy old movies, you know, like RoboCop or something like that.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think about putting in Love Actually, which happened to be It happened to be released on this day.
We're not going to watch Love Actually. Did it really?
Yeah.
Is that on the culture calendar?
It's on the culture calendar today.
Look at Billy Mack.
I got a song. I got a song picked out. Let me see what day it was. Well, it was on this day in 2003. Love Actually opened up in movie theaters. And I remember my girlfriend at the time was still living in Portland, and I was living and on the air in Denver. And I went to go see this movie. And I, as soon as I got out of the movie, I said, "You have to go see this movie."
You have to go see Love Actually.
And she went to go. She went to go see it. I mean, I was so, I was just so moved by this movie in so many ways. So entertaining. So much fun. I could totally relate to the character Billy Mack.
You love this movie.
In the movie, I do love the movie. And if I were with a bunch of guys on a weekend, I'd want to put in Love Actually.
Like, hey guys, let's watch Love Actually.
And after they beat me up, then they would put in another movie.
give it a chance. Get in the holiday spirit, guys.
Yeah, and as soon as they got into it, they would have beaten the hell out of me and then put in another movie. Probably tied me up for the rest of the weekend.
I tell you what, we used to do this every year until the pandemic hit, and then, you know, guys start families or they move away or whatever. It's, you know, it's a bunch of us performers and musicians from creative circles down here. And we haven't done it in a long time, but the last one that we did before the pandemic, somebody put on like 28 Days Later, that zombie movie from a million years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen that.
And we were like, I don't know, guys, this isn't the vibe. Let's watch something funny. And so we put on The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
Which, let me tell you, that movie aged like milk, dude. It is cringe central.
Really?
It is really bad.
I've never seen it.
Skip it. I think at the time it was like, oh, this is a new style of comedy movie, and this Steve Carell is on top of the world at the peak of his career.
He was.
That movie is unwatchable. It's so not funny. And, you know, with everything we've learned about ourselves and our society, and particularly the way that we treat women, it looks like Reefer Madness. I mean, it is that, like, what the hell were we thinking? Like, we thought this was entertainment. It's not. It's not funny. It's super misogynistic. Really, nobody comes away from that film looking good. So I hope we find something more interesting to watch this time.
I hope so. Well, I can't wait to find to hear about the movie that you find that you decide to watch. And count the number of beers you drank over the weekend. when are you leaving? Are you leaving?
I mean, do you think after work today.
Do you think you're going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to count the beers any longer?
Well, here's what we do: is we usually, like, the empty beers become target practice. So they kind of stack up over there, like in the backyard area. Eventually they're quite destroyed after we've used them for target practice. But, you know, we'll count how many beers we go up there with and how many beers we leave with. And I'll have a final figure for you. But also, you know, we started doing this like 10 years ago when we were all a little bit more into that sort of thing. I think it might be a little more. Why don't we all have a glass of wine and talk about our feelings? You know.
Yeah, let me know how that goes, too. So what kind of guns you guys have up there?
Well, what I'm bringing, I'm mostly bringing the food and stuff. But the weapon that I'm bringing is a Daisy Red Ryder.
Oh, boy.
144.
You know, you can put your eye out with that.
Well, that's what I heard.
Listen, so you're drinking a lot of beer. I mean, a bunch of guys together. It's 2025. Are you only going to have beer? Or might somebody else bring something else?
Yeah, I think that there'll be brown liquor and clear liquor and I think that's it, Scoot.
And
I think a deck of cards.
And
I don't know, someone's probably going to bring some spirit yellows. You know, cigarettes.
And
I don't know, that's it. That's all I got. I'm bringing the BB gun. I'm bringing the BB gun and some chips. That's all I got.
Listen, in your battle with
I don't actually own a gun.
In your battle with the can, with a BB gun, the can's going to win.
The cans don't stand a chance. I'm a damn good shot, too, I tell you
well,
what.
Well, I was talking more about the power of the BB hitting the can.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to stand far.
No, I was thinking about, is somebody going to bring anything else in the area of libations, of things to make you sort of escape reality?
I think so. I can only guess.
That's what I was.
But I'm not going to impugn anybody here. Like I said,
we're not naming any names.
I'm only in charge of the snacks and the BB gun. That's all I'm in charge of.
Have you been told to bring extra snacks?
No. God. No, I think we'll be okay with the snacks that we have on the list. I think.
All right.
I think.
Can't wait to hear about
this. Time will tell. I'll tell you all about it. Hey, but look, before we break real quick, too, I did want to tell you the stupid Neil Diamond play. What's it called? A Beautiful Noise.
Beautiful Noise,
yeah. It was so fun. I said stupid Neil Diamond play just now. I didn't really mean it. It was really a good time. If you like Neil Diamond's music, even if you only have a passing familiarity with Neil Diamond's music, I strongly encourage you to go see it at the Sanger. They have three more performances, I think, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. It's really good. It flies by. It's fast. It's fun. There's a live band on stage for the whole second half. I mean, it's really, really fun.
So let me ask you this also. Sure. When you guys get together, and these are actors and people in the artistic community.
Yeah.
You get together. Do you guys speak to each other in lines like, "Wherefore art thou?"
No.
Hey, I'm right over here.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're pretty cool guys. I mean, I know it sounds like, oh, we're the creative poofs from New Orleans, but no,
All right.
We're all pretty robust. Man, we talk to each other as men do.
Yeah.
I think maybe you need to come on one of these retreats so you can get a sense of what it actually is like.
I'm not sure.
As you said, this is not a thing that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Well, I tell you what, it would be a real interesting thing for me. Now, what about the sleeping arrangements? Does everybody have a separate room and separate bathroom?
Not everybody has a separate bathroom, but it is a large house that's kind of like built for this purpose, for hosting a large amount
of
people.
So there might be like bunk beds and...
I think there's one bunk bed, yeah.
Okay.
But and then like, I don't know, somebody's going to sleep on the couch. Some of the guys like bring their own... like a hammock or a tent that they throw out in the yard, whatever. It's kind of just...
bunk bed thing just lends...
Do what you want to.
The bunk bed lends the possibility that some guy's going to, I'm going to wake up with some guy on top of me.
God, you really have never done anything like this.
No, I never have. Okay. I got to plead ignorance here. Okay. I don't know anything about it. All right, so there is a credible sighting of Bigfoot. And so an investigator with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization... the BFRO, you know about that, he wrote in his report that the witness was a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran. And so this is something that that took place at 5:30 in the evening, Saturday, October the 4th. And it took place off Interstate 80, and this is in central Pennsylvania. Now, there's a lot of talk about Bigfoot being out in the Pacific Northwest, but there might be a Bigfoot in central Pennsylvania. And so some of these sightings lend themselves to the fact that maybe this does exist. Maybe there are creatures that have lived and survived so deep in the wilderness that it's basically untouched by humanity. I can think of one person to talk to about this because he knows about animals and creatures and all of that. We're going to talk to Don Dubuque coming up next. And we're going to ask Don if it's even possible that something like this could exist, because this is being described as a, quote, very credible Bigfoot sighting. It has been recorded by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. All right. If you do have a comment, you want to join us on Free for All Friday, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And hey, we are not forgetting that tomorrow is Election Day. It is an important day. It might not be the most exciting election, but you need to get out and vote tomorrow.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, there has been a very credible sighting of Bigfoot in central Pennsylvania, and Bigfoot is generally associated with the Pacific Northwest, Portland and Seattle and that area. You know, you go to Portland, and in the same way that we have a lot of Fuera de Lee stuff here in New Orleans, there's a lot of Bigfoot stuff in Portland. You know, Bigfoot keychains, Bigfoot stickers, Bigfoot bumper stickers. There's a lot of Bigfoot imagery. You know, the T-shirts with Bigfoot on it and different sayings about Bigfoot. So that's a really big thing in Portland and the Pacific Northwest. But there are these monsters that have generally believed to be mythical monsters. But is there any possibility that some large monstrous creature could be living in the wilderness that is essentially untouched by humanity? There's Rougarou in the swamp areas of Louisiana. There's that myth. There's Sasquatch in the Himalayas. Well, no, Sasquatch is Bigfoot. There's the abominable snowman. Or Sasquatch I think Sasquatch is Bigfoot.
Yeah, they're the same. They're the same guy.
But so the snowman is the abominable snowman.
Yeah, the Yeti. Yeah.
That's their
South Asian cousin.
The Yeti. Yeah, the Yeti. Not the cooler, the monster.
The monster.
Right, let's talk to Don Dubuque. Don does the outdoor show here on WWL every Saturday morning, and he knows a lot about creatures, and I thought we would talk to Don. Don, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
So, Don, is there any possibility that deep in the recesses of the woods, the big woods with the giant tall trees of the Northwest, or the deep wooded areas of central Pennsylvania, or the recesses of the snow-covered Himalayas, is there any possibility that there could be some creature that has survived and bred and remained elusive all this time?
Well, I never like to say never, but I have my doubts, very strong doubts, whether it exists, because with the advent of technology now, with the amount of trail cameras that are out there, I've got three of them myself, and you set these things out, and anything that crosses day or night, 24 hours a day, it takes a photo of it. There are hundreds of thousands of those cameras with millions of hours being logged in. And on top of that, you've got hunters, deer hunters, hundreds of thousands of them who spend millions of man hours sitting in the woods. And to not have anyone ever snap a picture, because a hunter, I have one myself, you can buy gun cameras now. They sit on your barrel and record the game and the shot that you make. Everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket with a camera on it. And you got all of these trail cameras. I would have to think that there would be at least one definitive shot of a Bigfoot if there was in existence.
So, you know, it doesn't appear likely that there would be areas, because, you know, when I go to Portland, and let's say we drive up to Mount Hood, or we drive to Bend or some area around there, drive between Seattle and Portland, and you look out there and you see how dense the forest can be in these wooded areas with the tall trees of the Pacific Northwest. Are there areas that might really be untouched by humanity?
Well, I'm not saying that's impossible. It could be, but there's also a lot of people that have ventured out there and a lot of cameras out that way. This one in Pennsylvania, I've actually hunted in a place near there in Indiana, Pennsylvania. It's beautiful woods. It's nothing like our woods. It's pretty wide open. And, you know, to have one in that area would be very remote. We had an instance years ago, a guy swore he went to his deathbed saying that he saw one in the Honey Island Swamp. Of course, people say they see them all over. But the other thing is, we've never found any physical evidence. I mean, yeah. There's never been any remains found.
Yeah.
No scat, you know, not to be confused with Scoot, but no Bigfoot scat located in the woods anywhere. Any hair that can't be identified through the DNA. Again, the technology's I don't know. Now, some people say the ones that are really out there say that they actually come in and out of another dimension.
Well,
disappear at will and they can't be seen.
That's a little weird to me. I don't get that whole thing.
Well, right now I'm going to go in as a no.
Okay. Do you think it's more likely that UFOs and aliens exist than, say, Bigfoot?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I definitely believe that. I mean, when you look at the expanse of the universe, it's boundless, it's limitless. And to think that we are the only ones that have any type of life here is being a little bit conservative.
Yeah. And also, I'm rather conceited and egotistical to think we're the only ones. Nobody else.
I don't think we are. Don't think we are. But you know, on the Bigfoot, I think we all. I want to believe that there is a creature that goes unnoticed and has managed to survive without being detected by humans. But I'm also a realist, and I just say, no. Too little evidence.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think that over time there would have been, you know, one of them that would gone astray, you know, kind of like, you know, the Amish, you know, one of them goes astray and goes into the city. And, you know, I would think that at one point one of these Bigfoot creatures might just go astray and become more part of the population.
Now, I have seen some pretty close lookalikes, you know, down around the French Quarter late at night.
But they
can't be classified as a Bigfoot. Close, but no Bigfoot.
No, you're right. I've seen them, too. I have seen them, too. All right, Don. Well, thanks for spending time with us here. And what are you going to talk about on your show tomorrow morning?
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows of the year. It's opening morning of duck season. So we take the listeners out into the duck blinds vicariously, and we hear the dogs working and the duck calling and the shots going on and actual live reports of what's happening out there. And we got a big announcement to make. Red snapper season is getting ready to shut down because we have reached a quota, so nobody can catch any more red snapper till next year.
Don, so kind of describe the basic scene for duck hunting. Like, if I'm duck hunting, what is my immediate surrounding like?
Well, there's varied habitats you can hunt in, anything from flooded timber to our marshes and to the rice fields. But typically in southeast Louisiana, the duck hunter gets out and before daylight, it's dark. You're running out in the dark with lights in a marsh that smells a little funny, and you hear weird things flying and you really can't see them. And then you get into your duck blind and you set your decoys out and you settle down and get ready. And then all of a sudden you start seeing that sunrise come up. And that is the most beautiful thing, is a morning sunrise with ducks flying across it. In fact, one of my TV shows I did, we had a scene where the orange ball was coming up over the marsh and the ducks were flying and they looked like they were orange. And I titled it Orange Ducks. A beautiful sight.
Wow.
And it just comes alive right before your eyes at 30 minutes before sunrise.
But there are times when, like, you might be cold and wet duck hunting, right?
That's when it's good. Yeah, well, now, you know, we got a lot of clothing and boots and waders now that are very well insulated. It's not like the old days where you went in an army field jacket and blue jeans and got wet and froze to death. You can pretty well stay dry. Got a little portable heaters you can take out there to kind of make it a little bit comfortable. It's not for the faint of heart.
I was just going to ask, and you guys do that, and you think that's fun?
Well, yeah, and that's when you feel like you're really alive.
Okay.
You're never more alive than when you're out there and you feel in the elements first.
You know, and it's you know, there are different situations that make me feel alive in the way that makes you feel alive. I think if I were in that situation, it would make me feel like I wish I were dead.
It's not for everybody, and I'm glad it was, because if it was, there'd be no ducks left.
Well, it's true. And look, you know what? I don't criticize anybody who's into it. It's just not for me. But I love duck. It's a delicious fowl to consume. So if you want to shoot them, I'll eat them.
I'm with you there.
All right. Don Dubuque, thanks for being with us and tuning in. What time tomorrow morning? 5:30?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. Okay, wow, 5 a.m. He's going to take you into the dark and early duck season tomorrow on the outdoor show.
One of those strange situations where right when my show ends, we start LSU pregame. Doesn't happen very often. But
no, that doesn't. In fact, I don't think a lot of people know what Tiger Stadium looks like in the daylight. Because they have games at night. They don't have many games. Kickoff is just like a few minutes away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right,
Don. Listen to Mike Dettillier and his partner, early in the morning.
All right, thanks for being with us.
Okay.
All right, so the word from Don Dubuque, the outdoor creature expert, is that there's really no Bigfoot. He hates to say never, but he doesn't believe that there really is a Bigfoot out there. I still kind of want to hold on to this belief that just maybe there are these deep recesses of isolated areas where maybe they have existed for this long period of time. Maybe they're out there. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1983, Culture Club released this song, Karma Chameleon, and the year was 1983. I keep telling you, man, 1983 was one hell of a year for music. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Wow, a beautiful Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the Air on WWL. So glad you are with us this afternoon.
All right. Before we get to calls, Ian says we're getting a lot of text about Bigfoot. So let's go to some of those texts, Ian.
Here's a text that says, hey, tell Ian to bring in his Polaroid camera in case he runs across Bigfoot this weekend while I'm up in Foxworth, Mississippi.
Yeah, you could be up there in the woods of Mississippi. Yeah.
Well, I hope I don't hit him with my BB gun by accident.
Oh, yeah, that'll hurt him.
Here's a text that says, there are also some unique animals in the Honey Island Swamp. Another text says, you forgot the Honey Island Swamp monster.
Yeah, that's right.
Texter says, we have a very small monster called the jackalope. I have seen many stuffed jackalopes in bars.
Yeah, I've seen those too. But
is that a monster?
But I don't think
that's...
Is that
a cryptid?
I don't think it's a monster. And no. I always thought those things were, you know, kind of fabricated. I mean, is there really
a jackalope?
Is it... What is that? It's a combination between, what, a rabbit and a... I mean, a jackrabbit and an antelope?
I don't know. We better get Don Dubuque back on here.
I think it might be a cross between a jackrabbit and a cantaloupe. That's it.
Yeah. Dr. Scoots in the house with his biology degree.
I got that figured out.
Here's a jackrabbit and cantaloupe.
Jackalope.
You cut it open, it's all juicy, delicious.
All seeds in it.
Oh, my God. Here's a text that says, oh, Scoot, when it comes to Bigfoot, I'm somewhat of a skeptic, too. But to be honest, that TV show, Expedition Bigfoot, has been presenting some very interesting and startling evidence. These creatures are even more closely related to humans than chimpanzees. If they do exist, they are also a lot more intelligent than the other apes. You could even say they're more like a Neanderthal-human hybrid.
Interesting. See, I believe some of the stuff that I see on these shows. It is very convincing. And so... You know, I understand the idea that, well, there's no hardcore evidence. I get that. But maybe they're just that smart and they're just that elusive that they've got their world in these deep recesses of the wooded areas, or with Yeti, the abominable snowman, in the deep recesses of the snow-covered Himalayas.
Yeah, these Neanderthal-human hybrids, they don't just stay out in the wild. Sometimes they come into New Orleans and hook up with my ex-wife.
Yep.
Boom! Boom! Roasted!
Oh, ouch!
Boom! Roasted!
Ouch. And she deserves it.
Not sorry. All right, that's it.
Yep. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I guess we have to get to a break, don't we? Yeah. All right, let's get to a break here. I kind of like being told what to do because it just makes it so much easier than thinking for myself. It's kind of like the people with politics today, you know. Instead of thinking for yourself, you let people tell you what to think.
Everyone should have a little guy in the other room telling them what to do.
Or in their head, right? All right, we're going to come right back with more. It's the weekend. I hope you're looking for nothing but a good time. And we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, today we wish a happy 50th birthday to Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker. Blink-182 drummer, 50 years old. Boy, this is a coming-of-age moment, isn't it?
I don't want to hear that stuff.
50 years old. Hey, look, man, you don't have to act your age. It's okay. And, man, who says drummers don't get chicks? He's married to Kourtney Kardashian.
Nobody says that. Drummers get all the chicks.
Yeah, they really do, don't they?
Well, that's what I heard.
They do. So there's a story out that an underage homeless girl allegedly had sex with Matt Gaetz for money to buy her braces. If you were homeless, would you really care that much about braces? Anyway, that's an interesting story. Hey, we've got a lot to come. What you hear next hour might change your life. Stay with us.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Think
advertising on TikTok isn't for your business, think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.